this is the time we celebrate the mystery that God came to us in Jesus Christ. Jesus is the light of the whole world. And today we remember the story about when baby Jesus was presented to God at the temple. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem, Mary, his mother, and Joseph went to the temple in Jerusalem to present baby Jesus to God. Now, many years ago, God had promised to send a special child called the Christ. Year after year, people waited for this gift. They would go to the temple and ask God to send the promised Christ who would set them free. Simeon was one of those people who waited. God had said to Simeon, "I promise you, before you die, you will see the Christ with your own eyes." Then one day, the Holy Spirit said to Simeon, "Go to the temple right now." It was the same day Mary and Joseph were presenting Jesus to God. When Simeon saw the baby, he knew Jesus was the promised Christ. He held Jesus in his arms and thanked God, saying, "Now you are letting me go and die in peace. My eyes have seen your salvation, a light for the whole world." Now, there was a prophet woman named Anna. Anna never left the temple. Night and day she worshiped God, praying and fasting, waiting and waiting for the promised Christ. And she was now very old. When Anna saw the baby, she knew that baby Jesus was the promised Christ. And she said, "Thank you, God." She prayed, just, "Thank you, God. Thank you, God." And Anna went to tell all those who had been waiting, "The long expectant Christ is born," she said to everyone. "The promised Christ is here. Jesus the Christ had come. Jesus the Christ, light for the whole world." And she said this to these people and that people. And she went around and around telling everybody. So I wonder, what was your favorite part of the story? Anybody have a favorite part? I wonder what part was the most important. Yes, go ahead. Favorite part? The part with Jesus? Mm-hmm. How about you? Pardon? When Anna told everybody, yes, who'd been waiting for a long time. So, what do you think is the most important part? So why would Mary and Joseph present the baby to God in the temple? I wonder. Yes. Mm-hmm. They presented him as a baby. I wonder why they did that. Any ideas? Have you ever received a gift and wanted to show it to some of your friends? Yes. Have you ever showed off a favorite toy to your cousins or to your family members? I think Mary Joseph wanted to present their baby because their baby, all babies are very special. And they wanted to give and present that baby to God. And God lived inside this house. So, I wonder, is there a part of the story that we could maybe leave out and still have a good story? Yeah. We could what? We could leave out a bicycle. Sure. We could, yeah. We wouldn't need a bicycle as part of the story. I think you're right. So, that's a great way to think. Oh my gosh. Isn't that a great answer? Brilliant. Oh boy, I wish my brain was wired that way. I wonder if there's any part of the story that you would like to be that character. Maybe, yes. You'd love to be the baby Jesus, yes. Any other character you might want to be? Yes. So, what? I wonder what you love with all your heart and is precious to you. Baby Jesus is precious to you, yes?
Not about the thing, but it kind of looks like the baby Jesus is floating against the rock.
Yeah, it's kind of floating, right. So I used a sticky for it to work. I thought you'd like that. Yes, what else do you hold precious? Your aunt? Well, who else? Anybody else? Yes. Your mom? Your dog, of course. What's your dog's? Oh, God. Well, it's the opposite of dog, so I was close. So you hold God precious. Yes, exactly. So this morning, the adults and you children have an opportunity to think about what you hold most precious. And when you come to the altar rail to receive communion, to give what you hold most precious to God. And even though we don't talk about purification rites in our tradition, we talk about being nourished by the body and blood of Jesus, and that nourishment happens, of course, even in a more really mysterious way after we've presented to God what we hold most precious. Thank you for your help this morning. You may return to your families.